XFM 104.9. Steve, just back announced that for us.
Yeah, from the album Princess Superstar Is. That was Princess Superstar and Untouchable Part 1. Did you enjoy it?
I really enjoyed it.
Good.
So I'll tell you what, I had two of the ingredients that I look for in a record. It was both fly and dope.
High five, man. Yeah, okay. you're sweet, man.
Coming up,
yeah.
I've got my film review.
Looking forward
to it. It's a great one. It's a great Lovely. Film. I've got Song for the Lovers any minute now.
Sure.
And
probably loads more chat.
Yeah, there will be. PJ Harvey, This Is Love, XFM 104.9. It's Ricky Gervais Show, isn't it?
With Steve Merchant.
Yeah, but you're going to keep quiet now, Steve, because I've got to do my world-famous film review.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. I know you criticise it, because you say I do sort of like films that aren't on, you know, current release, or I sort of just do the plot, or, you know, but, you know.
Have you taken that criticism on board?
I have.
Good.
This week's Ricky Gervais film review is Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book?
Yeah.
That was made in, what, 1968?
I don't know, but listen, shut up, right? It's a good review, right? Right, for people who either have heard it or haven't, you know, you might learn something.
Sure.
Because it's sort of my take on it.
Has the review begun yet, or?
No, no. It's good from now, yeah?
Go.
Right, the little kid, he's in the jungle, right? But he knows the bear and the panther, they're good friends. But it's dangerous because you've got to watch out the tiger and the snake. Now, the reason is they don't mind him, but he's human and he can make fire. They can't. That's why he's sort of in demand. Even though they've conquered the power of speech, they can't make fire. But, and then the orangutan gets him. Now, he's in trouble. But the bear puts coconuts on and makes himself look like it. Then they fall off. They've got to get away. But then he meets, like, a girl and it's, and then they're not, you know.
Okay. Do you write these yourself?
Yeah.
Or you don't get a professional to do
no.
it? Right.
Oh, no.
Okay. And what would you give that one out of 5?
It's 9.
That's a 9 out of 5. Strong review there. A strong film then for you.
Well, again.
And you'd recommend that for friends and family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just on video or DVD or in the cinema.
Okay, good. All right. And the film again was?
Jungle Book.
Jolly good. All right, thanks very much for that.
Well, now it's time for Song for the Lovers. This is the Smiths, and last night I dreamt that somebody loved me.
Good. Okay, cool. Yeah, lovely.
The elephants.
Oh, well, that's going to ruin it for everyone. They won't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. Smiths. Lovely song. Mm. Last night I dreamt somebody loved me.
Beautiful.
Song for the lovers there. On XFM 104.9. Can't believe I forgot the elephants. That is, that was a key
element of the review.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let it get you down, Rick. I know these things depress you if you feel you've not done the film review as best you could.
Yeah.
That kind of winds you up.
Yeah.
You stew about it. Played a beautiful song there.
Yeah,
a song for the lovers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do get depressed when I see people around me who've got, you know, girlfriends. And I think, you know, because I haven't, and I just think, like, what's the rule, you know? We mentioned last week that fat bloke from Pop Idols. He's got a bird, which annoys me, angers me. And this really depressed me. Walking into Piccadilly Circus Tube a couple of nights ago, homeless guy, wrapped up, unwashed, and northern. And he's being spoken to by some kind of carer, you know, some worker who'd come out to dish out kind of stale sandwiches. And I just overheard as I was passing him going, well, of course, it's very difficult maintaining a long-distance relationship. And I sort of, like, kind of lingered for a bit. I was thinking, what? And he was going, yeah. And like, basically, I pieced together that he's got a girlfriend. He's from Leeds. He's got a girlfriend who's also homeless, who's homeless up in Leeds. And occasionally, she kind of homelesses her way all the way down
to
London.
I love the fact that he's travelled to be homeless.
I know. Pathetic. It angered me that they,
Is there a lot of cheap housing in Leeds?
Well, yeah.
that ruined it for him?
But it just was, I assume maybe she was squatting or something. But it was like, and it just depressed me because it was like, not only is he sort of, is he homeless, but he's got a homeless girlfriend, but the homeless people are finding love.
Yeah.
Do you mean it's so, I mean, that's really depressing, Carl, isn't it? Unless they both became smackers together or whatever.
No, Carl's found love on the street before, haven't you?
How's it going with your bird, Carl? Are you married?
No.
How long have you been out with her? Going out with her?
7 years.
Because, I mean, you're quite a simple man.
Yeah.
You're sort of a simple
in a nice
in
way.
Ways.
I mean,
yeah,
you're like Helen from Big Brother.
Yeah,
you're sort of nice enough, but...
But I look normal.
Well, yeah, you sort of do. But you could be one of those that just suddenly go mental with a pen.
Yeah,
do you know
just
what I mean?
Stab people through the eyes.
Yeah, you sort of look normal, but if I wouldn't really want to wind you up to a point of frenzy.
How did you meet your girlfriend?
Through work.
What, through her work? What, you found out and said...
We worked at the same place.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. You're quite an enigma, aren't you? Could you give us more on that?
At work. You met her at work. What, she came in selling sandwiches? She was going through the bins outside. What do you mean you met her at
work?
Why
are you having an attack on me? You're
I'm
the
not
one
having
who's
an attack
sad and lonely.
No,
oh, he's done you again! He's done you
Yeah,
again.
But what I thought was interesting was I just scratched at him and he just went mental.
Yeah, no,
it's like a bear caught in a trap.
It's funny, isn't it? You'll never learn. Carl.
No, I was just interested to find out what the story was, because it might be a really romantic story.
Well, it's not.
All right, jeez.
I
love the fact he doesn't want to talk about his love affair.
I was thinking about you in the week, and like, does it worry you? I mean, you sort of joke about it now, and we're talking about it in the office, you know, like, oh, is Steve really touchy about the way he looks? And
what's this? Where's that come from?
He's done it again. He's done you again.
I was walking home the other night, and I was thinking about it. And do you worry that when you're old, you will be on your own?
You did start it, though, didn't you?
Well, Carl, I'm glad you brought this up. Because, no, because, I mean, for me, you know, a lightweight, frothy entertainment show on XFM on a Saturday afternoon is exactly the place where I want to discuss the desperate, lonely future that's inevitably coming my way.
Oh, God. I'll tell you what will cheer you up and forget all that. A bit of Embrace.
Oh, one of the most hated bands.
Hyde's main offender. Before that, Embrace, Make It Laugh. I know you don't like Embrace much, but that's a nice tune.
Yeah.
They do cut a nice little chorus.
Sure.
And I think their heart's in the right place.
Okay.
Yeah, very nice. What could you do better? I was mucking around.
That's always fair.
I was thinking, there's not enough avant-garde stuff. I just did this, right? There's a little spring on the mic. What does that sound like? Does that sound good? I haven't got my headphones on. Does that sound good?
It sounds brilliant.
I was thinking of doing that and just send it to John Peel.
It's good.
Maybe with some samples of, like, politicians going, we will not
I feel it's more a B-side at the moment. But,
okay.
I mean, it's strong. I think it's, yeah, it could work that up.
But that's without strings or anything, without...
Yeah. Sure, that's without, you know, I mean, that's just kind of a basic demo.
Yeah.
When you've worked that up with a decent producer.
Yeah.
Man alive.
Still coming. We've got Radiohead. We've
what
got
are these
Ice
fellas doing?
There's a couple
it's
of...
It's quite noisy. It's just distracting.
Yeah. There's a couple of fellas behind us taking pictures. I don't know why it takes two of them.
Mm.
I think one of them just got, you know, a couple of hours out of the office.
Yeah.
They're from the, what are you from, X-Mag?
X-Ray.
What's X-Ray?
It's the XFM magazine, Steve.
The XFM what? Magazine?
Magazine.
And where does that go,
Is this available in shops?
Is it just a giveaway thing to...
It's kind of giveaway bit of information on bands.
Right.
Gigs are coming
up. How is it available?
Who gets it?
It's in top magazines.
You're really selling it, Carl. You're obviously a fan of the magazine.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it... this seems now like you've said, let's pretend we don't know what it is. You sell it on air, make it sound...
I don't know what it is.
Well, I'll show you later.
Okay, cool.
And if people want a copy of it, they can go to the website and subscribe and you get it for free.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Cool.
And we're going to be in it.
Centre pages.
I don't look my best. As I don't dress for radio. And, you know...
Well, it's okay, because I'm photogenic, so I'll make up for whatever you
I'll
lack.
Push you forward.
Rick, I don't know if you were aware of this, but we have some tickets to give away. Is your favourite band Marquee Smith's The Fall?
It is, yeah.
I thought it was. And is your favourite venue the Kentish Town Forum?
Oh, I'd see anything there. I'd see The Fall anywhere, and I'd see anything there. So if you're telling me The Fall are there, we're not giving away, Steve. I'd like those for myself.
Rick, I'm just trying to remember if your favourite support act of late is Schindler.
Oh, no, I hate them. I'm not going. Give them away.
Okay, so the doors are at 7:30. Doesn't say when it is.
I'm only joking, Schindler. I'm only joking, by the way. Schindler, the lads in Schindler, if they think I'm being a little bit nasty.
It's tonight, it's 7:30, the tickets are £11.50 in advance. I'm assuming there's probably some still left, but we have some to give away. How many have we got to give away? Just
three pairs.
Three pairs, is it? Mm. Talking of Schindler, you know the people that make lifts? Or I think escalators as well.
Oh, yeah.
If you notice, like, in the bottom of a lift, it always says Schindler. It's always made by some organisation called Schindler. Do you think it's the same Schindler? Like, from Schindler's List?
So it's Schindler's Lifts.
Schindler's Lifts.
And it was passed down wrong. No, I didn't make a list.
Yeah.
I made lifts.
Yeah,
I was joking. Spielberg was going, I've made a whole film about
it. Was 3 hours, it was in black and white, for God's sake.
Was it, where'd you get the lifts? There was no lifts in it. I thought it was a list you made. No, I made lifts.
Oh. Anyway, next time we're in the lift, check that out. That is true. Anyway, we've got three tickets for the, three pairs of tickets for The Fall, who are performing tonight at Kentish Town Forum. If you'd like to win them, here's a question for you. Which Radio 1 rival station, which Radio 1 personality used to be a member of The Fall? If you know, then you can get in touch on 08700 800 1234. Or it's ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Is it Chris Miles?
I don't want to give it away.
Is it John Peel?
I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
But two words for you. Emma B.
XFM would like to apologise for material broadcast on November the 8th on The Breakfast Show with Christian O'Connell. The show featured the comedian and author Ben Elton. XFM would like to point out that during live interviews, we cannot realistically expect to control the language and content of our guest material. However, Christian would like to offer a full and frank apology for the fact Mr. Elton appeared to have overdosed on the Arcel tablets that morning. Christian would like you to know that the dullard will never be on again. We really are sorry.
This is XFM.
It is indeed. We're just looking at the Polaroids, the test the photographers do. And
I'm not at all happy.
No, do you know what I mean, though? It's like I kid myself. I must walk around. It does take mirrors and photographs. And I go, oh, no, yeah, I forgot I look like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Sort of like, you look at that.
Look at me, Rick, there. That's always with me.
Oh. There was a bloke downstairs thought I was Johnny Vegas. He was going, I love those adverts with a monkey. I didn't have the nerve to say I'm not him. At one point, he actually said, I like that one when he hits you. And I went, yeah. He went, you doing any more adverts? And I went, yeah, I'm doing a couple more. I just thought it's gone too far now. I can't say I'm not Johnny Vegas.
Sorry, I'm not really listening to it because I want to say to you, can you get me more square on?
Yeah.
The square on, I'm not so bad. It's from the side.
Yeah, the side looks bad.
All right, come on, Rick.
Carl,
what do you make of that? Pretty face.
Yeah, this isn't great radio.
No, it's not.
I know we never do great radio,
yeah.
But this really isn't.
This is some of the worst we've done.
Yeah. We were talking before about Schindler's Lifts.
Yes.
Like those people just write one thing, right, and they're famous for that. Now, do you think the Monopoly Commissions should investigate Armitage Shanks?
Yes.
Because I've never seen...
Never seen another sink or toilet made by anyone else.
No. When did they take over this? Can you hear that clicking?
Yeah, could you just stop just for a second while we're just doing this?
Because he can't talk, because he's trying to make himself look so handsome.
Well, exactly, I've got to keep striking poses.
He's straining to sort of look normal.
I've just changed my mind. You remember that George Michael video where he doesn't appear, he just gets supermodels to play him?
Yeah.
Or kind of replace him. Can we do that maybe instead?
Yeah.
Just get a leggy blonde in?
In our place, like five people.
Exactly.
Instead of, this is Steve.
Exactly.
But he looks like five women. Yeah, no, that is Steve.
And so you were talking about Shanks.
Yeah, Shanks, Armitage.
They've got it sewn up. They've sewn
it. They have, haven't they?
Yeah.
When do they sort of like get
I don't know who the Shanks people are. I don't think they make anything else, though. I've never seen them making anything else other than lavatories and sinks. They seem to have got that.
So who went, we're gonna make so many urinals that there's gonna be too many urinals. No one's gonna have a look in. When anyone's out having a slash, they're just going to be thinking,
yeah.
Armitage
but
Shanks.
But presumably there's someone called Armitage Shanks, who's got his name all over that. You know, whenever you meet him, you're just thinking, I've had a Waz.
On Armitage
on Armitage Shanks. Is Waz a word? We can say Waz, can't we?
Yeah, or yeah, piss, or so. Slash.
Yeah, either of them's fine. Oh.
You two, walk on. See, I like you two again now. I liked them sort of, you know, in the very early days. Mm-hmm. And I hate them for about 15 years. And then the last album, this, and Beautiful Day, I think really good.
Thanks for that.
They've lost all their pomposity, don't you think?
I saw one of them saying that he felt this was the best album they've ever made.
I tell you what, I'm not going to argue with him, whoever it was, Steve.
Could well have been The Edge, not sure. Could have been Larry Mullen.
Real name David Evans.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Rick, you may recall that some time ago we gave people the opportunity to win some tickets for The Fall performing live at the Kentish Town Forum this evening.
Supported by Schindler.
Schindler. I know you're a big fan of them. And we have some winners.
I could have made more lifts.
The question I set was which Radio 1 personality used to be a member of The Fall? We did have some wrong answers. Wrong answers included Gary Davis.
Oh, I imagine him in The Fall. Oh, that is brilliant.
Noel Edmonds. And of course, Ed Stewpot Stewart.
What's happened to Noel Edmonds? What's happened to lovely Nolly?
Noel's just utterly doomed, isn't he? No one will employ him now, it seems.
Well, we don't know that. That's probably libelous.
How is that libelous?
Well, he might be turning down stuff and therefore might be sort of waiting for a big comeback with Noel's House Party 2002
you're right, it is libelous. Thanks for pointing that out, Rick. Just don't really lawyers thinking that's not libelous. No, actually, good point.
Yeah.
So the winners are Minna, who's from Finland, apparently, according to these notes here. Minna.
Why is that funny?
Well, how would she have called him from Finland?
Well, no, when someone says, where are you from? She might have been here for like a year. I go, well, Finland.
Well, I've embarrassed myself. Sorry about that, Rick. Thanks for tearing me apart. That was fascinating radio. Vinny's also won. He's from Surrey.
Imagine coming from Surrey.
And Tom Prince from Camden. What a great name. Tom Prince. They're all the lucky winners.
I think we've lost it.
Mm.
No, I was really good the first few weeks. Thought, yeah, and even the first hour. But this last 20 minutes, I feel that I've bored myself.
Yeah.
What's happened?
I think it's because you keep picking me up on every single thing I say. It can't help, surely. And then if it's not you, it's Carl having a go.
Yeah, but he's more going for your looks. I'm more working on your personality.
Right, sure.
But together...
So it's my fault now that the show's going...
No, but it's like, you know, we're sort of like your mentors. You've got to be harsh. It's like you're like Eliza Doolittle. And we've got lots of little stylists in, like they do with, like, you know, makeovers and that, all that faking it. They get in, like, me and Carl. Carl's working on your looks. I'm doing your personality. We're going to get, like, stylists in and, you know, coaches. And then you have to do a date. And the woman has to, and there's three other blokes, and she has to work out what the freak amongst them is. And you've got to go, no one voted for you as the freak.
Yeah, Rick, I've known you for 3 years. I don't think you're counting for that job.
Groove Armada, Superstyle on XFM 104.9. Mm-hmm. It's nearly the end of the show, Steve.
It is.
I'm going to try harder next week.
Yeah.
I mean, it started off well, and then I didn't get bored. I couldn't concentrate.
I know what you mean. I mean, I thought I tried hard early on with the anecdotes that embarrassed me and which Carl just used as
Well, I had the funny bullshit t-shirt I had. And
sure.
And the, you know...
I had the woman, you know, walking around in my clumpy shoes.
I had the washing with me.
Oh, they were classic anecdotes, Rick.
Oh, I love the first hour.
I love the first hour. There should definitely be a sort of show on Saturday evenings on XFM with Kate Thornton
and Richard Blackwood.
Blackwood would be good.
Moyle's in, going...
Just remembering
the first
happened.
Hour, they used to... Oh, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
That'd be lovely.
Oh, it'd be amazing. There's people taking our photographs, which I'm not happy with,
no,
I'll
I'm
be honest.
Happy.
I'm going to have someone fired. I'm only joking. He stopped. I was only joking. Oh, I've offended someone, which I don't like to do. And then we all the stuff about,
I'm worried, I'm worried because I didn't know that the photos were going to be taken, that we won't seem quite as hip and down with the kids as we thought we would, on account of wearing these tuxedos.
I'm telling you now, that is ironic. We are down by law. This next track is Ice Cube. It was a good day. It's my selection for the hip-hop track.
Yeah.
As you know, we want to spread the word of
A lot of people don't seem to realise that hip-hop is music as well, and it's out there, and it should be enjoyed by kids. And it's at the moment, it's kind of quite an eclectic thing, you know, it's very underground.
Yeah,
we're trying to bring it into the mainstream.
Yeah, and in this, you know, Cube says it was a good day, you know, simple things like he didn't use his AK. That's the sort of world he lives in, that's what he's trying to get across.
And it talks to you about your life.
Sure.
Yeah, respect this is him. It.
It was a good day.
Great song.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've got a great song coming up as well.
I have indeed. It's the song for the ladies, Rick. We'll leave people with that. Have you seen the film Magnolia?
I have.
It's one of the most underrated movies. It didn't get a single Oscar nomination. It's absolutely fantastic. Breathtaking cinema.
Yeah, it's
made
fantastic.
By the guy that made Boogie Nights. Absolutely fantastic. Tom Cruise is in it, loads of people. And the soundtrack is entirely written by Amy Mann. Mm. Now, I don't know if she's normally the sort of person they play on XFM, but she's a singer-songwriter of great skill, I think.
Yeah.
And this is a song that features in one of the most breathtaking moments
in
the film.
It's amazing when they all sing. Yeah, it all brings it together. It is you know, I don't, we won't come across, obviously.
No, here, but it's, nevertheless, it's a good song. It's called Wise Up. We'll be playing that in a second. But otherwise, Rick, that's it, isn't it?
That is it. Could, what will you be doing tonight, Steve?
What are we doing tonight, Rick? Probably going to be staying in.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what, and doing what, though?
Oh, watching some telly.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not all if I know you. Did I see a couple of cans of weak lager in your carrier bag?
I did sneak them in, yeah.
You're not going to drink them both tonight, are you?
What are you, my mother?
Okay, chill out, do what you want. Oh. Will you be sleeping alone again?
If I play my cards right.
Will you be having a little tug just
I'm
to get yourself off to sleep?
I'll probably have a couple okay. of tugs. If there's something saucy on Channel 5, I will.
XFM 104.9.
Here's Wise Up. Amy Mann, enjoy it.
What you want.